H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to June. It's going to feel like June as we go through this week. Today, lots of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. It's going to be a hot day with a high around 90. Could there be an isolated storm somewhere on the radar this afternoon? Sure, that's possible. Overnight low temperatures tonight down to about 68. Tomorrow, a sun and cloud mix. Rain chances not zero, but under 20% tomorrow. High around 90. Then we'll be in the low 90s on Wednesday. Widely scattered storms. Not much change on Thursday. The storm's a little bit more numerous by Thursday and Friday, though, and into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are investigating a wreck Sunday night involving a pedestrian. The wreck happened just before 9 o'clock near Fairview Avenue in Interstate 65. Police say one person has life-threatening injuries after being hit by a vehicle. The Alabama Department of Public Health is reporting close to 6,000 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. This brings the total number of confirmed cases to more than 17,000. Health officials say at least 630 people have died across the state. And hurricane season officially begins today, and state EMA officials say sheltering will look different this year because of the coronavirus. State EMA Director Brian Hastings says the state will look at opening more shelters to allow for social distancing. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
For the ones we trust to always be there. For the ones caring for others. For the ones who keep things going, no matter where they are. In extraordinary times, extraordinary people step up, like the ones standing guard and standing on the front lines, and the ones who are staying apart while still working together. With your efforts, we will get through this. We're grateful for all you do. Visit Grainger.com for resources that can help as you create your recovery plan. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
TV is the best. Everybody knows that. And now, you don't need cable TV to watch TV. You just need really good internet. All the entertainment, local channels, and shows you love, all coming through the internet, right to your TV. With WOW, get super fast internet to watch it all, starting at $44.99 a month. Sign up at WOWWay.com, and we'll help you start streaming today.
Wow.
Limited time offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, equipment taxes and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply. Separate streaming subscriptions required.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
4 times in my life, America's been at war. That's a tragic waste of lives. And it makes you realize how desperately the world needs a lasting peace. Just across the hall here in the White House is the Roosevelt Room, named after the two Roosevelts who served here, one a Republican, one a Democrat. Many decisions are made in that room. And often as I meet with my staff, I gaze up at the 5 five service flags, each representing one of the five military services. And draped from each flag are battle streamers, signifying every battle campaign fought since the Revolutionary War. Each ribbon a remembrance of a time when American men and women spilled their blood into the soil of distant lands. My fondest hope for this presidency is that the people of America give us the continued opportunity to pursue a peace so strong and so lasting that we'd never again have to add another streamer to those flags.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News on 92.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Yes, it is Monday this time. Starting your week out right, let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How was your weekend? Big guy.
It was good, though. I looked into signing up for that Mars mission Trump was talking about.
Yeah. How did that work out for you? Who's going to do the show with me?
Well, it's going to be a few years off, so we'll have time to plan. But I'm feeling like getting off planet isn't a bad idea.
Really? So I'm going to up 89 points in the temperature outside. A little cloudy, but 81 degrees. Yeah, this was actually a crazy weekend. Okay, so the Flynn transcript gets released on Friday. That's actually incredible. A major story in itself. We have the launch of the SpaceX, which was spectacular.
It's awesome.
Trump does one of his best universal speeches I've heard him do. He stayed right on target. Elon Musk played the game. Everybody was in there. It all worked. The only thing is he looked a little bored during the liftoff, but other than that, he... It was a really good day. Then we had Saturday night, all the demonstrators that came in. We had it on Friday night, but Saturday night was a bad night.
Yeah.
Bad night. And started spreading like crazy. And then Sunday was really a bad night. And the press was going nuts. I'm going to try to do a cut during the show that I can bring in. But what you're going to notice is that all of a sudden... liberal talking heads do this. They'll say, some people who may be on the left and people on the right. Yeah. They've thrown this new right part of this.
Nah.
And they tried the white supremacists. That didn't work. People called them out straight up on that. Said, white supremacists don't do this kind of stuff with other people. They do it on their own. They do not mix at all. And somebody just flat out called them out on it. But it's kind of interesting. We have protests in Mobile, protests in Birmingham, protests here in Montgomery. People arrested in Mobile. Eddie B. just read the curfew notice from the Birmingham mayor, who I watched the press conference to. It was embarrassing.
Yeah.
That guy, I was going, don't say anything else. You're making yourself look foolish, stupid, and uninformed.
Did you see him in the park surrounded by all the protesters? I guess it was Lynn Park. They're trying to tear down that big obelisk monument. He shows up. And you can tell he does not have any sway on the crowd.
Yeah, he is a nothing, an absolute zero.
Which is a shame, because it's like, this is what's happening.
Well, and let me tell you something, the stuff about masks and being as dictatorial and tyrannical with his government, with that told me everything I needed to know about him. And then when they re-upped it, he is going to have some problems. Going to have some problems, because nobody respects him at all. Okay, so we had protests here, but the protests were actually being accompanied by MPD.
Yeah.
They went down Dexter Avenue, turned around, came back, went out in front of the police station, yelled some things at the police, went to the Capitol. I had an interesting conversation with somebody. Hmm. Two people, matter of fact.
Okay.
And that is this. If for some reason MPD decides not to try to protect the assets of Montgomery, particularly the Capitol complex, then that will go and will go really fast. And said, and this is somebody who knows on both angles of it, the Hill security and the city security, that there's nothing that can stop the protesters. So they're going to try to appease them. But if they get crazy, like some of these, particularly in Lansing, Michigan, where they went in and hit the Capitol complex, did the same thing in Portland, Oregon, did the same thing also in New York, in a way. I'm sorry, Philadelphia. They went after City Hall and the Rizzo statue. But there's nothing that's going to stop them because all those buildings have easy access into them, and it would be nothing to get fires started if they decide to go that way. But MPD would have to have a unified force, and they'd have to choose between downtown Montgomery, Renaissance Center Complex, and the hotels and that, those two blocks of Commerce Street and the Capitol Complex. And the Capitol Complex is a big, fat sitting duck.
Yes.
And basically, the only way they could do it is they could cordon off all of the area around the Capitol complex and not allow anybody in there. They have to stop them there and not try to stop them in front of the building. So, in other words, sectioning off Decatur Avenue all the way back behind the Capitol, almost to Crampton Bowl, down Madison Avenue, and cordon off all of that type of stuff. That's the only way they can be protected. But Birmingham and Mobile have got their hands full. Right now, we're in good shape. I hope that it stays that way.
Yes.
I'm very, in watching this whole thing, and it's like we were talking off mic, I believe people are waking up to what's going on. Joe and Mika did this biggest thing today, talking about basically this is Trump's fault. And the fact that these are, these are some left people and right extremists. That's what they kept saying. And it's because of the tweets of Donald Trump that's doing this. It's because of his hatred of African Americans. Where do they get that? He hates African Americans. Where do they get that? But there are people that are inciting this. Did you see the lady that was standing in Santa Monica in front of her store? And the guy comes up to her and pushes her away, and she goes up and pushes him back and gets back in front of a store. And he basically pulls her over in the corner, got her by the nap of the neck. And it's like, you don't get out of the way, I'm going to destroy you.
Right.
I mean, it's these people are incredible.
There were definitely, in a lot of different videos, folks that were had an agenda, had trained in a way, and knew exactly what they were doing. There are others who, in my mind, were just angry opportunists. Then you saw some looters. It's like, I'm going to go get some M&Ms.
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Yeah, or go break into the Rolex store. But it's the only people who are really reporting the organization part of this is really kind of Fox and Local. Local is doing a very good job. Fox is doing a good job with it. ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, not so much so. You watch Minneapolis TV, when you can go in and go Google Minneapolis TV, it'll give you a list of television stations, and you can do just like here, WSFA, listen live, and look at their news reports. They have people that are going in and getting bricks and taking them in front of stores and stacking them there. They're leaving bricks in front of stores for people to go throw through their windows. There are people that are driving. This was on New York. This is on WABC. Surprise, ABC hadn't picked this up, but it's kind of like they don't know each other. They would have people that would go and drop folks off. They'd run in, grab stuff, and then they would call them, and they would pull back to that store or a predetermined location, get in the car, and then take off and go do their next hit. They would drop them off. They'd go take the loot somewhere. I mean, it was coordinated, absolutely coordinated. I believe, and either this was an undercover police officer or these guys are really planned. When I was a presidential advance man, you have a radio and you have this thing that goes down your sleeve, you're wearing the earpiece, and you have a thing in your hand, and you're talking to a microphone in your hand, and it then you don't sit there on the radio. You're talking to the hand mic.
True comms, yeah, professional comms, yeah.
And there was a guy had one of those that was in Minneapolis. So I'm going, undercover police? And I was going, like, I don't think so. He'd be way too vulnerable to have that kind of equipment on him, because all they have to do is lift up his coat and say that he's got a Motorola radio. They go, oh, we know you're a cop type of thing. So I'm thinking this guy is big-time organized.
Right.
So hopefully this is not spread, particularly to our beloved city of Montgomery. The protests that happened in Montgomery, that thank goodness nobody was down there other than the protesters, and the city decided to escort them. But if you get some bad actors in here, which I'm worried about, then you have a problem. And I'm not sure, and we talked about this a little bit on Friday, I'm not sure if you have the infrastructure that you used to during the Red Blunt, Mr. Phillips area and things like that. Yeah, I don't think you have that kind of infrastructure any longer of people that can go back and forth between the black community and the white community and get calmer heads to prevail here. So we'll see in the fullness of time. We've got a lot of show coming up. Dan Moore Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Talk 93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Peaches and Clean is here to take care of your floors and a whole lot more. Peaches and Clean knows it's been a spring different from any other, and you may have missed getting your carpets and floors clean. Our staff takes all precautions to keep your family safe, and when it comes to those area and oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them, and return them to you. If you live in the River Region, Auburn, Opelika area, or Lake Martin, call us at Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit us at peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents Limo and Doug.
Check it out, Limo. Got a brand new motorcycle jacket and matching leather pants. Now let's go for a ride and tell everyone that Liberty Mutual customizes their motorcycle insurance. So you only pay for what you need. Oh my gosh, this leather does not breathe well. You can't suffocate in leather, can you?
Liberty.
Get a customized quote at libertymutual.com.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Jerry, I have to say, yesterday was one of the prettiest, best days I have seen and had the opportunity of breathing on that day. Right. Got up early. Church is normally at 9:30 since we're doing outside church. Starts at 8. It's a big difference between getting to church at 9:30 and trying to get to church at 8. It was gorgeous. At crystal blue skies, not too warm, nice little subtle breeze. Finished church, went home, got Benji's having fun outside, and friends over, went to the grocery store, got things for spaghetti and pizza, wine, and just had a great Italian dinner or lunch. And it was a spectacular day. I mean, I just kept saying to everybody, I was going like, this is just gorgeous. This is the prettiest day I've seen in a long, long time. So I had a great time this weekend, but particularly yesterday. I had an old friend that came back to see me. It was really, really good. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, how'd you enjoy yesterday?
Man.
Wasn't that unbelievable?
Man, I'll tell you, and today, too, it's just kind of a dry, nice, cool breeze. What a beautiful June 1st.
Yeah, let me tell you, this morning was cool. Had the door open. Benji was chasing the neighbor's cat. Having a great time.
Oh, wow, yeah. Is he staying confined?
Yes, he is. He's doing a really good job. And it's really funny. I was telling someone earlier, now since he stays confined, I just leave the door open, and he goes out whenever he wants to. So he's at the end of the deck, and he's really beaming in on something. So I walk out behind him, and there's a cat that lives in the neighborhood, black and white, little tiny thing. And the cat's going like, you don't see me. I'm not a cat. I'm not a cat. I'm not here. And so Benji goes, you are a cat. He's going running down, and he gallops towards him and goes, hey, welcome to my house. And the cat goes, damn, right. And he takes off, and Benji's going, no, come back, come back. I want to play. That cat will probably never come in that yard again.
Wow. But, you know, Benji's big. So, but you can tell he's real friendly. I mean, he's got good karma, but you have to be smart with big dogs, especially if you're a little cat, because, you know, big teeth. And not all guys live in a very happy environment like Benji.
Yeah, he won the lottery when he got me.
Ain't no doubt about it, man. I was driving through downtown Saturday because I go up and down up Wetumpka Road and Ripley Street all the time. Because if you want to get across town, go through downtown Montgomery because there ain't never anybody there, for one thing. And so I look at Lawrence Street, and first of all, I look in front of me, and I'm going towards the police station, going up that hill, and I see all the barricades. Don't think twice about it. So I take a right on Lawrence Street, and there's a line of cars that goes just about all the way down to the baseball stadium. And apparently that was the protesters lining up, getting ready to protest.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, you know, in days past, I would have said, hey, what's going on? What's going on? Let's go see. No, I get the hell out now.
Yeah.
And so when I came back around, I saw a policeman that I knew standing by the police headquarters. And at first I thought that we had it blocked off for a funeral because that church always has funerals on Saturday. And I asked him what's going on. He said the protesters are on the way. Well, the police had steel barricades up. They had the streets blocked off. Ripley was blocked off. You couldn't go through it. You had to go around the police station. And I said, what the hell for? You know what I mean? And then I saw on the news the protesters. Mm-hmm. Well, the mayor and the police chief need to get on the air and say, I am the luckiest mayor and police chief and mayor in the world because these people were polite. They actually social distanced down there, Dan. They were standing 6 feet apart. Is there a more polite, controlled population than Montgomery, Alabama? Well, I don't think there is.
Yeah, let me tell you, and like I said, the police escorted them down Commerce Street, back around to the police station. They were all kind of in one fellowship together. And as long as you're doing that, that's great. Whoever came up with that, that was wonderful. But I'm worried that if it does become something different than that, how is MPD going to respond to it?
Well, I think that was the last song and dance for this whole thing in Montgomery because there's not the support to do anything like that around here, certainly not from the local people. And I feel it would be a very good idea for the mayor and the police chief to come on the air and say, thank you for being cooperative. We want to be cooperative. We in Montgomery never want anything like this ever to happen. We have resolved the grid gun situation. It went through the process. So we can get along here and cooperate. I don't get any assurances from the mayors and the police anywhere about this. I feel that's a missing piece. Not Donald Trump's job. What's your impression of that?
Yeah, it's definitely not Donald Trump's job. Donald Trump kind of berated the governors when he did a video conference is what the news is out of that. But there's an interesting dynamic that's going on, and we kind of saw it in Morning Joe today. They're realizing how bad these blue states are looking. I mean, you think about what's going on in Minnesota and what the governor and the mayor did and didn't do, and what's going on in Illinois and what's going on in Pennsylvania, particularly Philadelphia. They're not looking good, and they realize that. So they're starting to say, well, these are right-wing people also, which is not true, but these are right-wing people also, and this is because of Trump's mean tweets that are out there. They're reacting to that. And no, it's not. Well, it's because of poor leadership.
No, yeah, and it's these great bastions of Democrat politicians is where all the worst stuff is, where the worst treatment of the police is, where the worst incarceration in California is. These are all Democrat states. It's such a disconnect, and it appears the mayors and the city councils do not have any power over the police. I don't get that.
Maybe they have too much power.
Well, I don't know. They claim to act like they're hands-off with the police. This mayor of Minneapolis, acts like he's removed from it. And I don't buy that, man. Do you?
Well, I think the code that I'm getting out of, particularly the mayor of Minneapolis, and when I talk to my home office in Minneapolis, I mean, they are out now calling the mayor a weenie now. They're just saying that he just has weenified the city. That's what somebody told me this morning. And that he's basically saying, you know, he was, to them, he is the one that was saying, use the soft touch, don't use a hard touch.
Yeah.
And Minneapolis media is saying the same thing.
Yeah, and then, you know, I lived in Phoenix and Scottsdale for 2 years. There's no damn black people out there. I was very happy to see one every time I saw a black person. I embraced them and said, this place is too damn white for me. you know, I mean, there was only one place to serve sweet tea, Joey. You had to go to Luby's cafeteria.
You poor soul.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There ain't no black people in Phoenix. What the hell are they protesting in Phoenix for? There ain't no black people. So, come on, guys.
They didn't have anything else to do today.
There's more black people in Stockholm than there are in Phoenix. I promise you that. And, you know, I don't know. It's too cold for people to protest in Stockholm. It's too hot in Phoenix. Just stay home and shut up.
Thank you, guys.
Roll Tide. Go Trump. Let's go get a Mr. Elon Musk, man of the year, man of the century.
Let me tell you what, that was absolutely unbelievable to watch that. I loved it. I absolutely loved it because it was a convergence of free enterprise, government mission, and sheer American will.
And I shared this earlier today. I'll make it quick. In 2010, Obama did a blue ribbon commission headed by the CEO of Lockheed Martin to do, you know, what Musk has pulled off. They said it'd take 12 years, $36 billion. Musk took the ball on this. He did it in 6 years, under $1 billion, and three-fourths of the rocket system is reusable.
When Elon Musk says we're going to launch at 3:22 Eastern, they launched at 3:22 Eastern, period.
They've got to do that.
They were 15 minutes ahead of schedule getting to the International Space Station, not behind schedule.
Yeah,
and they got there in record time, 18 hours and 45 minutes. Nobody's done that before.
Yeah.
This man might beat the United States to Mars. I wouldn't be surprised, and certainly the most significant person of this century, and we're going to see more of them, and we're lucky to have them in the United States. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, just get them out of California. We're
talking. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. We're going to go into a break. Dan Morris Show is going to be back right after this.
1,000 times before.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, Central Alabama, this is Bruce Holding, and thank you for choosing CTE Outdoor Power and making Hustler one of the most popular zero-turn mowers. When I ask why CTE and Hustler, you tell me friends recommend both. You like our friendly team of professionals who help you select the Hustler that's the best fit for you, and that we take the hassle out of any warranty repairs and parts you might need in the future. You like the commercial-grade construction that goes into every Hustler, even the smallest 34-inch homeowner ZTR. You like that Hustler is built in America and has the best warranty in the industry. Now, if you haven't discovered CTE and Hustler yet, now is the perfect time. We're offering 0% interest financing for up to 48 months. And get this, when you buy a Hustler Fast Track or X1 model this month, you'll get a Hustler pressure washer or generator for free. That's a $700 value. Now, who else does that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
It's time to get outdoors and get together for those fun gatherings and family reunions. Be sure to take care of all your guests with portable toilets from Alabama Dumpster Service. They're delivered where and when you need and picked up by our own fleet of trucks. Our competitive pricing means dependable, affordable, clean, portable toilets. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
You know, I talk with David Ernest all the time, and I ask him questions like, David, what's going to happen with the economy?
Look, who knows what's going to happen? That's the problem. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. So why do you want to lose your dough if you don't know?
And what about the stock market? How safe is that for investing?
If you're young, fine. Keep on using that stock market in an aggressive way. But if you're getting close to retirement, maybe you need to take a look at what we do.
And it's easy to take a look at what we do. Just call David Ernest at 279-7431.
When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
279-7431.
What about them gigantic bonuses that we add up front? Or the insurance companies do. When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
Call David Ernest today. 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to June. It's going to feel like June as we go through this week. Today, lots of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. It's going to be a hot day with a high around 90. Could there be an isolated storm somewhere on the radar this afternoon? Sure, that's possible. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 68. Tomorrow, a sun and cloud mix. Rain chances not zero, but under 20% tomorrow. High around 90. Then we'll be in the low 90s on Wednesday. Widely scattered storms. Not much change on Thursday. The storm's a little bit more numerous by Thursday and Friday, though, and into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. How the week started out for me. This is KT McFarland on the Flynn transcript, which in its own right was a major story.
I read it myself, and
there's nothing. There's nothing there. KT McFarland is going to emphasize that.
Tonight, a Friday evening release of the phone call transcripts between the then incoming National Security Advisor, General Michael Flynn, and the Russian Ambassador, Sergei Kislyak. These were at the heart of then FBI Director James Comey's concerns about Russian collusion. These were the calls that were so concerning, they required unmasking to find out who it was who was saying these things, which now that we see them would have been fairly obvious. And Comey, of course, voiced his concern in the January 5th Oval Office meeting with the president, even suggesting that the contents of these calls merited withholding information sharing from the incoming administration with regards to Russia. That advice was not taken, we should point out, by Susan Rice or President Obama. Here now, KT McFarland, who was Michael Flynn's deputy at the time, working very closely with him, who is now also seeing these phone calls verbatim for the first time. I would also point out that these supposedly hair-raising phone calls required almost zero redactions. There is next to nothing that is even blacked out of this for intelligence purposes before they were released to everybody. KT, what was your reaction when you got a look, finally, at what exactly was said between these two individuals?
Martha, I'm going to take a deep breath because it is very, I want to keep my anger under control, but what happened, there was nothing wrong. I talked to General Flynn before he had this phone call. I talked to him right afterwards. He told me what he was going to say. He told me what he said. This is exactly what's in the transcript. There was nothing wrong there. There was no quid pro quo. There was no special deal cut. And what it shows is that the Obama administration, by putting those sanctions on just 2 weeks before Donald Trump was going to be sworn in as president of the United States, they wanted to give him a crisis. They wanted to present President Trump with a crisis on day one of his administration. They could have put these sanctions on weeks before, months before. They waited until right before the inauguration. And, you know, what were they all about? And then when there was nothing there, we didn't take the bait, then they really got angry and they did the whole Russia collusion, delusion, Mueller investigation.
So, did I get that right? Okay, so there was nothing there. That's KT McFarland who read it. I read it. You read it. There's nothing there. And what you realize when you read it is that there's never been anything there. It's doing what he is supposed to do in his job. It's what a incoming NSA advisor does to get ready for all of this. So let's continue on with KT McFarland.
Here's Michael Flynn on December 23rd saying to Kislyak, you know, the strategic goal is stability in the Middle East. That's the strategic goal. And you know, between you and I, and you know this, and we know this, and you know, between Washington and Moscow, we will not achieve stability in the Middle East without working with each other against this radical Islamist crowd, period. Controversial?
Nope. Not the least. In fact, people in the media and in think tanks and even in the Obama administration were saying far more serious stuff than this. Mike Flynn was just saying the obvious. You know, we want to work together. We want to work together in dealing with extremism and terrorism and violence in the Middle East. Right. Nothing there.
Nothing there. So, this is going to be a really important week. We have the Emmett Sullivan hearing today, which I've been kind of scanning out there. I haven't seen anything on it yet. You've got hearings. You're going to hear from Ron Johnson a little bit later on. You have hearings with Ron Johnson and Lindsey Graham all going on this week. One's attacking him from the judicial side in FISA. Another one's getting into the origins of the whole investigation into Trump. Ron Johnson has some pretty serious things to say about what he's seen so far. Let's continue on with KT McFarland.
So let me just show this one, because this goes more to the heart of the question of whether or not any discussion of dropping sanctions if you do this quid pro quo type stuff. This is December 29th. Mike Flynn says, what I would ask Russia to do is not, is if anything, because I know you have to take some sort of action, to only make it reciprocal. Make it reciprocal. Don't go further than you have to, because I don't want us to get into something that has to escalate. Tit for tat. Do you follow me, Ambassador? And he says, I understand what you're saying, but you know, you might appreciate the sentiments that are raging in Moscow. So this is what he said after the sanctions were put in place and Russia was considering what they would do to retaliate.
You know, if the whole thing, Mike Flynn doesn't promise anything. He wasn't saying we're going to lift the sanctions the minute we get in, or he wasn't saying let's cut a deal right now. He was just saying the obvious. Let's not escalate this into a crisis. Let's not have a U.S.-Russia crisis on day one of the Trump administration. There's nothing wrong there. In fact, there's everything right. What were we supposed to say? Let's get into a real crisis so on day one, President Trump and Vladimir Putin can really duke it out. Mike Flynn did exactly the right thing, and there was never a deal struck. And when I was investigated, interrogated by the Mueller investigation, that's what they kept coming back to. The fact that the Russians didn't retaliate, that we didn't have a crisis, they therefore assumed President Trump had done something wrong. Nobody did anything wrong. The only thing wrong was done by the people who perpetrated this hoax on the American public for three long years, destroyed people's lives, tried to hobble the Trump presidency right from the beginning.
It really is true when you go ahead.
What we were talking about off air has been confirmed.
Oh, it has? But, Pat Dye has passed away?
At 80 years old, yes.
Wow.
24/7 Sports, Charlie Trotman announced it. Yeah.
Man. Yeah, Stan McDonald, who's a friend of mine, who married Pat Dye's wife, daughter, rather.
Yeah.
not good, Dan. But I know they're heartbroken. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome aboard.
Hey, Dan, Joey.
How are you?
This is sad news. I'm doing okay. Pat Dye, what a great guy.
Really? That's it. What a nice guy. You know, one thing, I've known a couple of the Auburn coaches. I've gotten to know Tuberville. Tuberville's just a very likable guy. I want to tell you something. Pat Dye is somebody you want to drink a beer with and eat barbecue with.
He was something special and always will be to Auburn. It's kind of like we stole some of the best of Bear Bryant from Alabama when we got Pat Dye to come to Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and also from Georgia, you know. So had a great background, but that's sad news, man.
It really is.
I could tell you a few stories about all of that. But I won't right now. You know, this General Flynn business, this Judge Sullivan business, a lot of the declassification that's coming around. Boy, this news sure is conveniently kind of masking or creating cover for that, all of the turmoil, dumpster fires.
Let me ask you something. Is the turmoil and the rioting that's happening, is that hurting a particular group or helping a particular group, in your opinion?
Well, you know, it's obviously, to me, hurting the civil rights and social justice folks. But, you know, there's a kind of a axiom that I've noticed to me among people that would play games with the media, and that is sometimes bad news covers worse news. You know?
Yeah, I agree with that.
So maybe it's really bad news and not going to be good for you, but the real news would be worse. You know? So this is whether it's orchestrated or not, it's a very effective cover for some of the really bad stuff that is being really coming down now. And so, you know, my brother lives in Mountain Brook.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him if he had to hold up his shotgun. He said he slept with it last night. And he said he had sort of a Bruce Willis theme. He had guns pointed all around the house and sort of had a plan of action.
I like that.
And then, well, you know, I was hoping it doesn't come to that, but... it was kind of funny, but, you know, one of the things he said, I didn't know this, but one of the places that the protesters burned down was a 40-year-old optometrist building that was the first black optometrist up through there. And I thought that was just...
Wait, where did that happen?
In Birmingham.
Really? Yeah. I didn't see that in the news.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it was on the news or not. That's what he told me.
Yeah, I was watching WBRC... You know, the internet is a great thing. You can go in and punch in, like I said, you know, television stations, Minneapolis, they'll give you a list, and you can go in and pop on them, and you'll get whatever news they've reported that day, plus they'll normally have a little live coverage feed on it.
Well, and see, that's the other thing, they're burning down black-owned businesses.
Yeah, that's dumb.
You know, there's somebody that's getting hurt by it, but not just hurt, you know, because they've hijacked the Martin Luther King legacy, but they're financially hurting, you know? So it's not going to play well, I don't think, with the American people.
The other part, I watched Joe Biden today in Delaware talking about how this is a cause from Donald Trump's mishandling of COVID-19, and there's so much frustration, so much unemployment, that people are just on edge. So it's Donald Trump's fault. And I want to see how long that kind of storyline lasts, because I noticed it was on Morning Joe. Joe Biden did it today. It was a little bit on CNN last night. I didn't see any of the, I didn't see Good Morning America today, but I think they're making a terrible, I think they're really trying to cast the blame in the media. ABC, NBC, and CBS have overplayed this so much that I think they're now realizing they're doing damage to their cause.
I don't doubt that at all. And, you know, I think all of us, you, me, everybody that knows, has been looking at the mainstream media for a long time, they realize that nothing, that anything bad that happens, they're going to try to, you know, hanging on Donald Trump. But, you know, reality just doesn't match up with what their fantasy, you know, construction, you know, is. So I don't think that they're going to be able to tag him with it myself. for those that want to know and or want to believe it, they'll believe it. But, you know, for the most part, I think most people are going to be able to see through it. But I would, you know, kind of focus back on this Judge Sullivan situation here.
Yes.
You say that they're going to have the hearing.
The hearing is happening today.
Okay, and so what is going to happen in that hearing is the federal district court.
Yeah, this is the appellate court, three judge panel appellate court, two selected by Republicans, one by Trump, one by George Herbert Walker Bush, and one by Obama.
And so, you know, they gave him, it looked to me like and sounded like pretty reasonable, that they were just basically giving Judge Sullivan an opportunity to go ahead and do the right thing here so they wouldn't have to step into it. But I guess Judge Sullivan is fighting them a little bit with this.
Well, he has his own attorney, which is Kavanaugh's attorney that represented him. And he is supposed to come to court, and he is supposed to make the charge and not have an attorney. So number one thing we're going to look at is, will they allow his attorney to talk, or will they only allow him to talk? And then you have DOJ that's going to be making a representation there. And I'm going to be looking at, who is that person? Is it by any chance Jeff Jensen? If it is, that will speak volumes to me.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm interested in seeing what's going to happen there, and with General Flynn, in particular, because what they put this man through
is unforgivable.
Is and just totally. I mean, they've wiped him out, and he hadn't done anything wrong. So, boy, you know, something needs to happen here. Good, and I hope that something good can happen, and that right quick. But anyway, that's all I got for you today, Dan. I appreciate you taking my call.
Papa B, I hope you had a great weekend. Wasn't yesterday gorgeous?
Oh, fantastical.
Papa B, you have a good one, my friend. Going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Trustworthy. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
2729-228, that's where we are. We're going to have Ryan Kraduski is going to be calling in at 105. I think you'll find this guy very interesting. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Urbanite. Urbanite, not much time. What's on your mind?
How's it going? You know, earlier at the top of your show, you talked about the old bridge builders like Blunt.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering,
there was an organization that was a big deal back in the day. If you were in management or middle management, your company normally made you do it. Remember the Leadership Montgomery?
Yep. What about it?
Does it still exist?
It does.
At to what level, though?
But I think you're, well, I think the organization you're talking about was called the Men of Montgomery. And then they changed the name when their first...
Yeah, because your mom was in, wasn't she?
First, yeah, she was the first female member, and they changed it to the Committee of 100.
Okay. So the Committee of 100 was different than Leadership Montgomery.
Right. Leadership Montgomery is a course that you take so
right.
you can for future leaders of Montgomery.
So I got a question. Which one do you think would be the most responsible for social engineering in the city? Which I would say contributes to somewhat a small degree of the angst that does exist in town. I don't ever think Montgomery was ever able to grow up nationally, do you?
That was never able to grow up nationally?
Yeah, you know, let's say you've taken Montgomery from, say, the 55 boycott. After the 55 boycott, I just feel like the city was socially engineered after that.
What do you define socially engineered?
You know, as far as the way integration was handled, the way, you know, they did the old redlining with the banks back then, as to, you know, properties, and then, of course, the pretty much any large-scale development. None was ever done on the west side or on the south side of Montgomery. Which is all water under the bridge. My point was about leadership vacuums. I think we have a major leadership vacuum in the entire country, not just in Montgomery right now.
Yeah, I think one thing that happened is when you lost the greatest generation, the baby boomers after that were not of the same mantle as the greatest generation. And you think about, you know, red blood.
You're talking about me and you. You know that, right? Guys in their 50s.
I do know that. How many people like the two of us are big business? I mean, think about the businesses that we had. You had Blunt International. They were building the Superdome. They were building Riyadh. You know, I mean, they did some huge. They did the space vehicle assembly plant in NASA. They built a whole bunch of the NASA complex. I mean, they were huge. You had Colonial Bikes. You had Whitfield Pickle, which for itself was actually became quite a stopping point for Montgomery. You had Sable Steel. You had Collier Industries. I mean, you had some major players here in Montgomery.
During full hour when we actually had medicine in Montgomery, and the store, what was the place that beat the hospital bands, American Steel or something?
American
Steel. Yeah, they're still pretty big. Just nobody ever talks about them. They make like all the hospital beds for the country, don't they?
Well, they got bought out.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
Happened in Slush and Khan. I mean, that was a major company, and it was bought out. If I remember right, by Sarah Lee, I'm sure Steve will tell me. I think that's right. Steve, is that right? And, I mean, you had some big companies that, Durr Philhauer, Billy Williamson's operation, I mean, that was a moving and shaking kind of company.
I agree. All right, then.
I got to go. I got a top of the hour break. Flower Child, you're going to have to call me back. I've got a call in guest. Charles, same thing with you. Going to be back. Damn our show after our top of the hour break.